City March aims to cripple traffic. Business groups to hit streets against amnesty. The Democrat Party will lead a march of opponents to the government's blanket amnesty bill from Sam Sain Railway Station across Bangkok today in a stepped-up campaign against the law change. Democrat heavyweight Suthep Thaksuban declined to identify the destinations of the march, but a well-placed party source said the move, which will begin at 10 a.m., is aimed at paralyzing traffic in the capital to press for an end to the bill. The strategy comes as the rally at the Uropong intersection is shaping up as a new focal point of the opposition to the bill, after protesters agreed yesterday to let an anti-Thaksin coalition of civic groups take the lead in their campaign. Attention is focused on Siloam today, with business groups coming out onto the streets to air their opposition to the bill. With only 1,000 protesters in attendance at the beginning, the rally at Uropong, which was engineered by the Network of Students and People for Reform of Thailand, is gathering pace. Now there are at least 3,000 people at the anti-government demonstrations since the Tama Army and the People's Democratic Force to Overthrow Thaksinism joined them from Lumpini Park. The groups decided to unite and work out future action under the leadership of a coalition, which has yet to be formally named, and comprises civic groups from 77 provinces. The Tama Army has close connections with Jamlong Seemurang. The groups also agreed to give leadership to Somkiet Pong Phaibun, a key figure of the coalition, they said. Uropong protest leader Nittiton Lamlua welcomed the decision for unification, as all groups shared the same goal to oust the government of Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat. Mr. Somkiet in Soriasai Katasila announced the decision to close the Lumpini rally site to their supporters. Democrat List MP Gon Jatikawanit posted a message on his Facebook page yesterday urging people in the business area of Siloam to blow whistles to oppose the amnesty bill today at 12:34 p.m. Manat Nimitmongkun, director of the Anti-Corruption Organization of Thailand, said a network of businessmen will rally to mobilize white-collar employees in the Siloam area against the bill, with about 10,000 whistles to be handed out to participants. 70 families of royal descendants from past monarchs at the Chakri dynasty yesterday also voiced opposition to the amnesty bill. Major General Momjao Chula Chum Yukun said the 70 royal families agreed at a meeting yesterday the blanket amnesty bill was flawed and the government should not submit the legislation, if approved by the Senate, to His Majesty the King for royal endorsement. A group of 578 lecturers of Thammasat University yesterday also issued an open letter opposing the amnesty bill and calling on the Senate to reject it. Meanwhile, the Democrat Party will begin its nationwide campaign against the bill today, starting in Phetchaburi, said Alongkorn Pulnabut, a deputy party leader. Mr. Alongkorn called for the Senate to reject the amnesty bill, which has been passed by the House of Representatives. A petition will also be filed with the Constitutional Court to rule on the constitutionality of the bill. The Democrat Party will also file a no-confidence complaint against the government, which has damaged the country's credibility in its administration, he said.